Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
SBS हिंदी पर मैं हूं नबील हसन और आज हमारे स्टूडियो में हैं मेलबर्न में रहने वाले एक यंग रैपर शिवी बी, एक आर्टिस्ट जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया के हिप हॉप सीन में अपनी पहचान बना रहे हैं। शिवी अंग्रेजी भाषा में ही रैप करते हैं, लेकिन उनका इंडियन बैकग्राउंड उनके इस सफर का एक बहुत जरूरी हिस्सा है। कई इंडियन ऑस्ट्रेलियन यंग आर्टिस्ट की तरह वो भी अपनी पहचान, परिवार की उम्मीदें और म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री के अनुभव के बीच संतुलन बनाते हुए आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। आज शिवी से हम बात करेंगे कि भारतीय मूल के आर्टिस्ट के लिए मेनस्ट्रीम म्यूजिक में अपनी जगह बनाना कैसा होता है, क्या मौके मिलते हैं और कौन सी चुनौतियाँ सामने आती हैं। ये बातचीत अंग्रेजी भाषा में हुई है, लेकिन अपने श्रोताओं के लिए मैं प्रश्नों का हिंदी में अनुवाद करूँगा। हमने शिवी से पूछा कि ऑस्ट्रेलियन ऑडियंसेस और म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री आपके भारतीय पहचान को कैसे देखती है।
इट्स अ प्लेस फुल ऑफ मल्टीकल्चरलिज्म एंड आई थिंक दैट बीइंग इंडियन, बीइंग पंजाबी, बीइंग इवन फिजी इंडियन, इट्स अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हियर दैट वुड बी प्राउड टू सी समवन शाइन।
शिवी, क्या आपको लगता है कि एक भारतीय नाम या बैकग्राउंड की वजह से परसेप्शन पर असर पड़ता है?
I haven't directly faced any criticism about being Indian and doing my music because my music speaks for itself, and I think that definitely it can be challenging, but that's just life, you know. You get challenges, you face, people will judge you, people will think, oh, you know, he shouldn't be rapping, he shouldn't be making music, but this is what I've chosen. Just like someone else chose to do something like construction, oh, I choose this industry. Who am I to tell you what to do, you know?
पंजाबी और इंडियन म्यूजिक का जो ग्लोबल बूम हो रहा है, जैसे एपी ढिल्लों या फिर दिलजीत दोसांझ, क्या ऑस्ट्रेलियन आर्टिस्ट के लिए ये नए मौके लाता है? आप इसको कैसे देखते हैं?
Look, I take it with open arms. I get inspiration from everywhere, every country, you know, not just my nationality, not just from Australia. I take inspiration from Arabic countries. I take inspiration from, you know, English music, Spanish music. So I think seeing them, it's obviously, you know, a proud feeling. It's good to see that they are doing it and selling at such big shows, you know, getting news coverage. People are, you know, even Australian news was talking about it. Is great. It's really good.
अच्छा, पिछले कुछ सालों में सोशल मीडिया और इन्फ्लुएंसर प्लेटफॉर्म्स ने आर्टिस्ट्स को सीधे ऑडियंस तक पहुंचाया है। इससे किस तरह की मदद मिलती है?
Yeah, I think it's definitely put a big what can you say, filter. That a lot of artists who are really interesting, those are the ones that will start shining now because they are showing their personality, they are showing their creativity through a different dimension other than music. Music can be great, but nowadays what it takes is the algorithm to show you. And so I think it's definitely challenging, but it is rewarding with consistency. And it's great, you can reach people in different countries, it's amazing.
आजकल musicians street performances भी करते हैं। क्या आपने भी इसे ट्राई किया है और ये अनुभव कैसे मदद करता है?
It's very, very nice. You know, like we did it at Travis Scott. That was the first one I did it. I did it for about 2 hours around the whole stadium, thousands of people, and they were so supportive. And then I did it again, lots more support. And I think that you'll obviously get the fair share of people that will not support you.
But that's just the fun of it. You know, I'm still going to give my 100%. It's just people take a while to get warm to someone and their music. You have to repeatedly show up and give your 100%.
शिवी आपका एक भारतीय कनेक्शन है तो क्या आपने कभी अपने इंग्लिश रैप में बॉलीवुड का टच लाने की कोशिश की?
So pretty much I think I'm very very influenced by Bollywood melodies. So it's not a direct like let me think about it and then put it in there. It's more like just naturally my melodies are based from Bollywood, based from Punjabi. The feeling, the expression is all comes from, you know, Bollywood and Hindi music. So that's where my influence, I think, I don't exactly consciously mix it up, but I definitely can see the similarities between my voice and melodies.
आपने कई इंडियन आर्टिस्ट्स के लिए ओपनिंग एक्ट्स किए हैं, कोई एक खास यादगार सेलिब्रिटी मोमेंट?
1000% that would be Guru Rundhawa. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. I met him in here in Melbourne when he came in, I think, 2020, I think, yeah. So he came and he did his show here. And they had a lot of issues because the venue, something cancelled out and they had to move it to some big like sports stadium or something. It was very cool. But I got to meet him the night before his show and I was actually opening for the show as well. And he sat down with me for like 5-10 minutes. I showed him my song at that time. It was called Shivi Aaja. It was a Punjabi English mix. Back then I was trying to do that. And he loved it. He said, oh, your name is Shivi, yeah? Because the chorus was like, Shivi Aaja. Aja avaja mardi shivi aja aja avaja mardi. So that was the chorus and he loved it. And so I did my opening act the next day, and as he was performing, as he was on stage, he saw me as well in the crowd and he said Shivi. So that was just so nice of him, and I think that it comes to show his humility. His energy is very positive, and it's not the type of energy there that you feel intimidated.
Acha, agar aapko Bharat par ek rap likhna ho to aap kaun si theme chunenge?
I would probably have picked something about the big heart of the people, and how it's such a big country but it's so well connected, and it's a place that the sky is the limit. You know, as you said, you know, Diljit is now selling out shows in different countries. He was made an appearance on Jimmy Fallon, so did Karan Aujla. I think it's a proud feeling. Like, we have a lot of pride, but also it's balanced with humility and knowing that we just got to keep our head down and work to create something bigger and better for the future.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
क्या भारत का कोई ऐसा शहर है जहां आप कभी परफॉर्म करना चाहेंगे या फिर कोई म्यूजिक वीडियो का शूट?
I mean, definitely like Delhi, because it's like such a populated place, except for the pollution, but you know, it's exciting. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I definitely do think that I can do it, and I think people are more open and receptive now. Even like Travis Scott performed there recently, a big show there, so I think it's starting to look good.
एक यंग आर्टिस्ट के रूप में आप इंडियन ओरिजिन म्यूजिशियंस को क्या सलाह देना चाहेंगे कि उन्हें आगे बढ़ने के लिए कौन सा रास्ता चुनना चाहिए?
I think everyone's route is different, everyone's track is different, but my track started from just making songs on GarageBand, and then next thing I just met up with my friend and we made a song together. So I think the best way is to just start, and nowadays there's lots of things even on the phone you can record, SoundLab, BandLab, those things you can record on the thing and edit the vocals and the music. And I think the best way is through social media. You can show your friends, see if they like it first, see what you can improve, and just keep on building up and up. The best way to do it is just start.
एक आखिरी सवाल, रैप को करियर बनाने वाले बिगनर्स के लिए पैसे कमाने के मौके कैसे होते हैं?
No, 100%. Nowadays in an economy of independence, there's a lot of independent artists who are coming out, so they finance themselves and they don't release through a label. You can get all the earnings from your streaming, from royalties, from like movie placements, even just performing. So I think there's a lot of income streams and merchandise. It's about being smart, and it's about making sure you have a brand that people can fall in love with, so they would want to purchase your tracks, they would want to invest their money into you. And attention is the one big thing. But I think it's a misconception. Not a misconception. There's definitely a lot of money in music. It's one of the biggest industries out of the entertainment industries. I think music is very, very big. I think if the music is truly good and the people love your brand and they love your music, it will sell and you will earn money.
आप सुन रहे थे हमारी बातचीत मेलबर्न में रहने वाले युवा रैपर शिवी बी के साथ। इस इंटरव्यू में शिवी ने बताया कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मल्टीकल्चरल माहौल ने हमेशा उनका साथ दिया और एक भारतीय नाम या भारतीय मूल के कारण उन्हें कभी किसी विरोध या आलोचना का सामना नहीं करना पड़ा। शिवी ने कहा कि अपने म्यूजिक के लिए वो दुनिया की अलग अलग संस्कृतियों से प्रेरणा लेते हैं और बॉलीवुड की मेलोडीज की झलक उनके गीतों में अपने आप आ जाती है। उन्होंने इस बात पे भी गर्व किया कि इंडियन म्यूजिक आर्टिस्ट्स को दुनिया भर में बड़े बड़े कॉन्सर्ट्स करना और स्टेडियम्स भरते देखना उन्हें अच्छा लगता है। शिवी ने स्ट्रीट परफॉर्मेंसेस को एक अच्छा अनुभव बताया, जहां किसी भी आर्टिस्ट को अपने असली ऑडियंस के साथ सीधा एक्सपोजर मिलता है और सीखने का मौका भी। भारत पर रैप लिखने के सवाल पर उन्होंने कहा कि वो भारतीय लोगों के बड़े दिल और इतने बड़े देश में मौजूद एकजुटता के एहसास को अपनी थीम बनाना पसंद करेंगे। SBS हिंदी पर ये रिपोर्ट आपके लिए प्रस्तुत की नबील हसन ने।
इस रिपोर्ट में दी गई जानकारी सामान्य है। SBS ना ही यहाँ प्रकट किए गए विचारों से सहमत है और ना ही असहमत।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.